Happy New Year again. How many of you made New Year's resolutions and have kept it thus far? I don't see any hands go up. Okay. I read this, said, why do we bother to make New Year's resolutions in the first place? Why do we feel this need each year, each January 1st, to set new goals? Maybe it's because resolutions help us to identify our priorities. The answer, the question, how do I want to invest my time, energy, money, and talents this new year? The new year reminds us that time is passing. It is up to each of us to maximize the potential of every moment. Someone has written some thought-provoking words on the meaning of time. They say, to realize the value of 1 month, ask a mother who gave birth to a premature baby. You know, she's got to wait that to take the baby home at the due date. To realize the value of 1 week, ask the editor of a newspaper. Weekly newspaper. To realize the value of 1 hour, ask the lovers who are waiting to meet each other. To realize the value of 1 minute, ask the person who missed the train. To realize the value of 1 second, ask the person who just avoided an accident. To realize the value of 1 millisecond, ask the person who won a silver medal in the Olympics. Gives you some perspective, doesn't it? As the scripture was read this morning, as we ponder on what the words have to say to us today, here is Simeon and Anna. I've never preached on Simeon and Anna. I don't know, maybe you've heard sermons. Simeon and Anna, two biblical characters. Simeon and Anna were older people. Anna was about 100 years old, they think. Simeon, pretty close. These two elderly folks, they really see something that a lot of people have missed. And of course, not the shepherds. The shepherds came to see the baby Jesus. The wise men came. I don't know if it was before this incident or after. But Herod and other high officials were afraid of losing their position, their kingdom. And they were so busy trying to figure out what to do. The religious leaders, scribes and rabbis knew where their Messiah was to be born, but they did not bother to go and see and find. The only ones who recognized the Messiah, the Christ child, God in human flesh, in Jesus, were these two elderly folks. As we begin this new year, I want to look at these two characters. What made them so special? What made them so special that Luke and some of the gospel writers bring attention to? You know, there are 2 billion plus people in the world who do not see God in Jesus. For they've missed it, even the Jews. The Jews are still waiting for the Messiah. Simeon, Simeon is at the temple. He has been in the temple because of one of the prophecies, this one in Malachi, which says that when the Messiah comes, he will suddenly come to his temple. And Simeon did not want to miss it. So he is there every day. He wakes up in the morning, drinks his coffee and eats his bagel probably, and rushes to the temple and awaits. I mean, he was not the priest, but he awaits to one day see this Messiah. The scripture says, Luke writing says that he is both righteous and devout. Righteous and devout. You can't get any better in the Jewish faith than being righteous and devout. Scripture also says, as you heard it read, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. He was a righteous man. He was a devoted man. He was a faithful man. So he had all the credentials of a saint, credentials of, you know, a person waiting for the Messiah to return. And he knew that he will see the Messiah before his time comes, that before he dies. And there is Anna. Again, I said, she was about 100 plus years old herself. And as the scripture was read this morning, you heard that she stayed in the temple. She stayed in the temple. She fasted and prayed and waited for this day to see the Messiah. Because she knew that he is coming. Could you imagine that long, 100 plus years waiting in the temple? So I would like to look at these two characters, look at these two people, see what things that we can learn from them, apply to our lives this new year. They were righteous, which means they kept sin from them, or they ask the Lord to forgive them. Sin keeps us from seeking God. You know, it hinders our relationship with the Lord. Sin makes us dirty, and we cannot see very well through dirty glasses. You know, if you're wearing glasses, if your glasses get really dirty, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. You want to go and wash it, scrub it, soap it, and get it clean so that you can see again. And that's what sin does. It keeps us from seeing things that God has for us. So you can imagine these two folks, these two people have clean lenses. They're able to now see. They're waiting for the Messiah. They want to see the Messiah. Some have been so busy with personal and business affairs that they are not able to see. As we just celebrated Christmas, well, New Year is come and gone. The year has begun. And now normally we call January, February kind of the blues, you know, depressed. Well, of course, if you see your bills, I mean, it would naturally make you depressing. But think about this. We are to open up that gift of Christ. You know, that gift was given, the gift, child, God, Emmanuel, was given for us to open, to receive that Christ child in our lives, who would give us hope, who would give us peace, who would give us light to our paths. You know, Jesus taught that the pure in heart see God. The scripture says, "Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? He who has clean hands and a pure heart." Anna and Simeon were devout people. Look at this. Anna fasts and prays. That's what she did. She fasted and prayed. That was her daily routine. Something that we can learn from this new year. Fasting and prayer. So that she will see the Lord. Through fasting, that disciplined themselves that they might have a closer relationship with the Lord. Be in tune with the Lord. So when the Christ child comes, they're able to see the Christ child, experience the Christ child. The Apostle Paul says that only the spiritual can discern spiritual matters. Isn't that true? And if you're in tune, Martha Rees, the Unbinding the Gospel, we've read that. She says, every bush is a burning bush, is a flame with God, and people stand around picking blackberries. Because we don't see the burning bush, do we? We go to pick blackberries or blueberries, not knowing it is a bush on flame. God in our midst, we miss seeing God in our midst. But Anna and Simeon were in tuned. I'm sure, I don't know what you believe, but I'm sure Jesus did not have a halo. You think so? I mean, you look at those Christmas cards, there's a little halo there. I mean, some Christmas cards depict Jesus with a halo. And you think baby Jesus, when Mary and Joseph were carrying Jesus, I mean, he had a little halo that Simeon said, "Ha, there he comes." I mean, Simeon did not know. He couldn't identify in a natural sense that this is the Son of God. There was no halo. But he was so in tune with the Holy Spirit. As soon as Mary and Joseph came into that premises with the baby Jesus, Simeon knew in his spirit that that is the Son of God. That is the Messiah. And Simeon runs up to Mary and Joseph, grabs the baby. I mean, just think of the scene there. Mary and Joseph would have run. You know, I mean, who is this old man trying to pull my child? Who are you? Simeon runs, picks up that child, and he breaks into a worship. He sings the song, or, you know, it is considered a song of praise. The Holy Spirit within Simeon allows him to know, connects him to know that this is the Messiah. This is the long-awaited Messiah. He is here. Well, Simeon might have had a different picture of the Messiah, you know, coming as a conquering king and, you know, on a chariot, you know, white horse, you know, da-da-da, things that we would normally think of. But here is Simeon being able to recognize that this is God. This is the Son of God. He receives Christ. He receives Jesus. He accepts Jesus. And he worships. He worships. You know, we sing that song, Simeon's, you know, that prayer, that song is sung in our churches. The first reaction of accepting Christ, the first reaction of seeing the newborn king was worship. Isn't that beautiful? Worship. So he sings this song. He sings this song of worship. And there is Anna. I mean, she rejoices. She rejoices. And I think, you know, we don't hear about Simeon, but then we hear about Anna. And what does she do? She goes and tells everyone. And just like we sang that song, "Go tell it on the mountain." Anna, that's what Anna did. She went, she shared the good news. Read that scripture again. Anna went. Anna shared the message, the good news. That was her part. She did not just soak it in and take it and say, okay, you know. But she goes out to share with her friends. She serves, you know, they both Anna and Simeon, scripture says, both served in the temple. Service is part of what God has called us to do, to worship Him and to go and serve Him. My friends, as we begin this new year, the Gallup poll had, I just read that it said that only 40% of members of the church come to worship. You know, the 60% do, you know, who are members of the church do not come to worship. And do you know why? Because we've not experienced the Christ child. We've not taken the Christ child. We've not unwrapped our Christmas gift of Jesus, accepted Him, rejoice and worship. When we are able to do that, then we are able to go out and tell others the experience that we have had. So this new year, may we experience Christ. May we experience Him. May we carry that baby Jesus. Accept Him and the fullness of what He brings. Rejoice and worship, and are able to take and share with our friends of our experience. May the Lord bless us as we share the good news, share with others of our experience with the Lord. Amen.